Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the PinkZone.fm. It is June, and I am sitting outside in my yard because it's beautiful, so there might be some ambient wind noise. I hope that's okay. Today we're going to talk a little bit about UTIs, because I promised in my last episode that I would address them. I've gotten a lot of questions about UTIs from friends and family. So, quick backstory. When I was 19, I was in my sophomore year of college. I was drinking some beers pretty regularly, not hydrating myself very well, not getting enough nutritional, not getting enough goodness in my diet, really, having frequent sex, and not sleeping very well. So, basically not taking any of my own advice. And here comes a big gust of wind. So I developed a kidney stone when I was 19 years old, and I remember I passed out, threw up, fainted at 4 a.m., woke up my boyfriend to come get me from the bathroom, and he called the campus EMTs because I literally thought I was going to die. It hurt so bad. It was the worst pain I've ever experienced. So the EMTs, I really didn't want to go to the hospital. The EMTs took my blood pressure and they were like, "You have dangerously low blood pressure and it would be irresponsible of us to not take you to the hospital." So I was like, "God damn it, okay." So they put me in an ambulance and they wheeled me to the hospital, and the EMT was like, "Sounds like a kidney stone." And I was like, "Doesn't that only happen to 40-year-old men?" And he was like, "No, it can happen to anybody." And I do have a family history of kidney stones. So I get to the hospital and they're like, "Oh my God, you have such a bad urinary tract infection. Why didn't you go to a doctor sooner?" And I was like, "I just thought it was that I wasn't drinking enough water. So it hurt when I pee. Like, that's normal." And they were like, "No, it's not." So that's when I started to really try to be more accountable for my own health. I started taking cranberry supplements, and I started doing Kegels, and I started drinking way more water and putting cranberries and lemons in my water. And I looked into interstitial cystitis, which is also known as painful bladder syndrome, because since I'd had this UTI for so long, I thought that maybe that's what I had, like some kind of chronic bladder problem. But I don't. It was just a really bad UTI. Also, for people who didn't know, I write about this on my blog a lot. I do have endometriosis, which means I have a lot of inflammation in the pelvic area, so that can make you more susceptible to urinary tract infections. So now that I've shared a lot of that personal information about myself, let's get into the nitty-gritty of what a UTI is and how to treat it, either yourself or with the help of a doctor. So, how do I know if what I have is a urinary tract infection? First things first, it should hurt when you pee. A lot of the time, people describe it as a burning sensation. It can also be like a stabbing feeling. But most of the time, just any discomfort when you're urinating should be a sign that something's amiss. Sometimes this can be remediated by drinking a ton of water. And if it isn't, that's when you should be concerned. Warning sign number two is if your pee is really dark in color, or smells weird. That is a big red flag. If it's really dark in color, you're not getting enough water. There's some other weird things that can happen, like if it's green, that's a sign of something else. If it smells like maple syrup, there's actually a disease called maple syrup urine disease that has nothing to do with UTIs and more to do with the breaking down of sugars in your body, and it can be linked to diabetes and stuff like that. So basically an unpleasant smell. Oh, frequent urgency, like if you find yourself having to pee every, like, I don't know, multiple, like 5 times per hour, or if it wakes you up in the middle of the night and you have to go pee even though you haven't had a lot of water, that's just your body, like, desperately trying to flush out the infection. So those are the basic warning signs. Oh, and painful sex, which a lot of the time UTIs are mistaken for STIs because they're like, oh, it hurts when I pee. It hurts to have sex. Isn't that like chlamydia? And it's not. It's just a UTI. So now how do you treat a UTI? Well, if you know, so if it's your first one, you should call your doctor, go to your doctor and get antibiotics. In the meantime, while you're waiting to get your antibiotics, you should go to the drugstore and pick up something that has the active ingredient of a urinary analgesic. So this is something that numbs the urinary tract as it's going through your system. Now, a lot of the time, these things can stain your pee bright red or orange because it's supposed to be like a marker to let you know that the drug has made its way through your system. So don't be completely freaked out if you take one of these and then you pee what looks like bloody urine. It's not. It's just a dye. Those things are awesome, and they basically got me through my first couple of UTIs. So urinary analgesic, and then you're also going to want to drink, I mean, you've heard the old wives' tale, drink cranberry juice when you have a urinary tract infection. Actually, though, sugar feeds urinary tract infections, so if you get, like, the sweetened cranberry juice cocktail, you're going to actually make it worse. So what you should do is either buy an unsweetened 100% cranberry juice, which tastes like actual garbage, or buy a cranberry pill, cranberry supplement. I like the cranberry extract jelly beans. They have them all in the, like, feminine care aisle of any drugstore. So yeah, you're going to want to get antibiotics from your doctor because you can't cure a UTI with just cranberry supplements or urinary analgesics. Those are just to alleviate the symptoms and make it more unlikely that you'll get another one. So once you've gotten your antibiotics, which, by the way, are usually kind of a pain in the butt, they can give you a yeast infection because antibiotics don't discriminate, okay? So if you take them, they kill the bacteria in your system, which is good, but they also kill all the good bacteria. So they can make you have upset stomach, constipation, yeast infections because they kill off the bacteria that's supposed to be guarding you from the yeast infection. And you can't drink on antibiotics. So when I take antibiotics, which I have many a time for various different issues, that's why I have this wealth of knowledge, you should always take a probiotic. And I love the ones that are, like, specifically formulated for women. I know it's kind of silly, but, like, they do have the live cultures in them that the vagina naturally has. So it's basically like giving yourself a direct injection of healthy bacteria. There was some debate for a while as to whether or not probiotics are actually good for you, but the debate is resolved. They are very good for you. Everyone should be taking a probiotic every single day. They really changed my life. They cleared up my candida. They have cleared up my IBS. Like, they are amazing. Just make sure you get the good ones. If your probiotics aren't refrigerated, like, if you don't buy the ones that come in the fridge at Whole Foods, they're not good probiotics, because if you buy the ones that just sit on the shelf, not refrigerated, most of the live cultures in them are already dead. So, quick sidebar about probiotics, now that's over. But yeah, you should take your antibiotics, and then to prevent yourself from getting another UTI, cranberry supplements, I like to take them every single day because I'm really prone to urinary tract infections. But if you take them like once a week, whenever you remember to take your vitamins, that should be good enough for you. Make sure you drink enough water and have enough acidic foods in your diet to help break down the proteins that might be lurking in your urine. That's why I got that kidney stone, is because I had way too much calcium in my system and I wasn't breaking it down with acidic food. So I like to have hot lemon water in the morning. Make sure you're eating enough vegetables. Anything dark, leafy green, or asparagus or sprouts is great for your urinary tract and, of course, for your digestive system. So healthy diet, make sure that you, always make sure that you're peeing after sex, because that is like the big killer. What happens with that is if you have sex, even if your partner is the least likely to have an STI and is completely clean and you use a condom, what happens is your urinary tract kind of gets bumped up against a lot and it gets really irritated. So when you pee, it just kind of helps to flush everything out, straighten out your urinary tract, your urethra gets more comfortable, and any potential bacteria or outside organisms that might have been living on your partner's skin are completely flushed out. So always, always, always pee after sex. And pee after orgasming, even if you're just like masturbating by yourself, pee after that too, because orgasms clench up those muscles, again, stressing out your urethra and the stuff that goes on in your pelvic floor. So, and honestly, just pee as much as you possibly can. That is the best way to keep your bladder happy. Drink so much water. I like to drink a gallon of water every single day. It's a lot, and it makes me puff up like a pufferfish. But then at the end of the day, my stomach is flat. I've peed like 50 times, and I don't wake up to pee in the middle of the night. But in order to do that, I usually have to cut myself off from water at around 9 p.m. because I feel like if I give myself like 2 hours to get all the water out of me by peeing, I won't wake up to pee in the middle of the night. And avoid alcohol if you're prone to UTIs. Avoid it if possible. I'm turning 21 in a week. I enjoy a glass of wine once in a while. It's not that big of a deal, but alcohol is a diuretic and it does make you pee. So beware. If you're feeling like you might be getting a UTI, you might want to stay away from the alcohol for a while. So that's it for this episode, everybody. Again, I'm sorry about the wind and the ambient noise. I hope it was okay. And I hope you learned a lot. I'll see you next time in the next episode of the pinkdone.fm.